So before we get to the screen version of the 7% solution, let's just recap. You know, the book is published. It is a major runaway success. 44 straight weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. Is that right?
Yeah, I think. Yeah. I mean, maybe it was 40. Cause okay. Of course, who was keeping score? Well, right. But yes.
The better part of a year. It is successful beyond your wildest imaginations.
Of course, totally true, since I was incapable of imagining anything along those lines. Why should I? There was no precedent. I had never succeeded at anything.
Yeah. And at a certain point, you get a communication from one Mr. Dr. Julian Wolf, BSI, to come to the BSI dinner in New York.
Well, yeah, it was my fantasy. My whole fantasy while I'm writing the book was not that it was going to be anybody's bestseller, but that I would be made a member of this organization to which I dreamed of belonging.
Sure.
It was just arcane enough to be my star.
You dreamed of belonging to it, but you didn't know there weren't any women in those days.
Well, there were women. They just
weren't at the dinner.
You've listened to Mel Brooks, the 2,000-year-old man who discovered the woman, Bernie, because one day he woke up smiling. Well,
there's women here.
Because, hey, there's ladies here. And then he went into such a story that even 2,000 years later, I was. No, there was women. But, I had this fantasy that, okay, my first fantasy was that I would be invited to join. And of course, I guess as a kind of corollary to that fantasy is that I would be invited to the dinner. And I would find some stunningly beautiful girl and take her to New York and impress the hell out of her by going to this dinner. So I ordered two tickets. And this gentleman whom I never got to meet, and he seemed to communicate by postcards.
Yes.
And, he wrote back, "May I ask whom you are bringing? I assume you know that women do not attend the meetings." Well, that was my whole fantasy, was just went down the tubes of being a big shot. So I, again, not always the most diplomatic. I lacked the skills of a Talleyrand. And I said, "No, I didn't know that women do not attend the meeting. Do Jews?" And
now you do know that Julian was Jewish.
How would I know that?
Well, now, I mean.
Well, now I know now it, but know. I mean, you know, I didn't, who knew it? So he wrote back and he said.
So he attended the meeting, but he only stood outside. You know, he didn't.
I didn't know. And he wrote back and he said, "It's a tradition." And I just said, "So is lynching."
Glad you never made it into the diplomatic corps.
Yeah, no, I
or the BSI until the 1990s.
So I flunked out, and I decided not to attend. The restricted policy troubled me, and first it troubled me in a purely selfish, egomaniacal. I can't bring a great looking lady to this. And then I started to get civic minded and thought, what is this? Who else can't attend?
Well, we're coming up on the 25th anniversary of women first getting their BSI investitures. So
I was invited some years later to a dinner and I thought, oh, screw it. Just go see what it is. So I went, and I had a great time. And then at the end of the evening, around midnight, they said, "Now we're going to this, we're all going to this bar." I can't remember where the bar was. I want to say it was in Grand Central Station, but I'm not sure. And I said, "What's at the bar?" And they goes, "Well, we meet up with the adventuresses of Sherlock Holmes." I said, "What's that?" And they said, "That's the ladies' contingent." I said, "Oh, I'm there. Okay, let's do that." So we go, and there's all these lovely ladies at the bar and whatever. And I said, "So what happened at your meeting?" And they said, "Well, a lady came in and did an exhibition of Victorian underwear. I said, what? I started fully dressed as a Victorian lady and then sort of disrobed. I said, you had a stripper? You had a stripper at your meeting? I was at the wrong meeting. Do you accept? Do you take boys?
That story, actually, that it was a reverse stripper. It was Marina Stajic, who's also a member of the BSI, who came in her underwear and proceeded to get dressed in front of everyone to show how time-consuming Victorian garb, putting on Victorian garb was. It took her 30 minutes to go through the entire process.